the little poem that says that the calendar and the wall, that you tear off one page every day and it just keeps going on. Indeed, time flies.
可以告诉你，两年前，我们一家人去曾经有机会到 Vancouver, Canada 去看我们的宣教士，就以前我中学的时候带领我信主的宣教士，他退休了，在 Vancouver.
2 years ago, my family went to Vancouver to visit a missionary.
我中学的时候信主，那时候我17岁，差也不过差不多40出头，那么现在呢？ 我去看他了，他已经76岁了。
I became a Christian when I was 17, and that time the missionary was in his 40s. Now he is in his 70s.
我非常敬爱他，这是一个姐妹，没有结婚，就青春就放在这个就是在宣教工厂，是爱我们这些中国人。
I really respect the missionary. She's single and she has dedicated her life to serve God.
当我们去看他的时候，已经差不多可能好多年我们没有见到他了。第一句话他跟我说什么，你知道吗？
When we went to visit her, we haven't seen her for many years. Do you know what the first thing she said to me?
他说 ，Now you are an old man.
你现在是一个老人。我应该说你才老了，你76岁了。I actually should have told her you actually are an old lady.
是的，时间过得非常快。
Indeed, time flies.
但是在如果过去这一年过得很辛苦的时候，怎么特别的慢呢？有这种感觉。
Why would we feel that this year has been going on so slow?
是因为我们在辛苦的生活当中。
Because we have difficult lives.
你回顾这一年，我们有没有那种所谓两岸猿声啼不住的感觉呢？
As we reflect on this past year, do we feel that so many things that are happening around us?
终于过去了，已经轻舟过万重山了吗？
Do we feel a sense of relief that all these things are now behind us?
恐怕未必。
Probably not.
说不定未来的这一年可能更加的辛苦。
Maybe the coming year we may face more difficulties.
可能更加的艰难。
Maybe more troubles.
可能风浪更高。
Maybe we'll face more trials.
可能难度更大。
Maybe more, a higher degree of difficulty.
但是我们感谢主，虽然大环境会有可能没有办法改变它，但是我们在主里头，我们有信心。But
we thank God that despite all these uncertainties, He is there for us.
我们可以因着我们不靠自己，只靠那叫他叫死人复活的这位神呢，我们借着圣徒弟兄姐妹的祷告的帮助，我们可以经历神极大的恩典。
That we may not rely on ourselves, but on God who raises the dead, that we can experience God's grace through the prayers and help from fellow Christians.
我想过去这一年对我们弟兄姐妹来说也是非常的不寻常。
To many of us, brothers and sisters, the past year has been extraordinary.
因为有些肢体离开了我们。
Some brothers and sisters left us.
有些我们爱的亲友过世了。
Some of our relatives and friends passed away.
更多的弟兄姐妹经历生活工作上面的困顿。
And brothers and sisters face a lot of difficulties and trials in their lives.
但愿主帮助我们。
May God help us.
在未来这一年头，靠主恩典，我们经历更大的主耶稣基督的恩惠。
That in this coming year we can experience more of grace from Christ.
这里有一个祷告是 Niebuhr 的一个，可能大家都很熟悉这个祷告，说主啊，神啊，求你给我平静的心去接受那些我不能改变的一些事物。
I want to share with you a poem by Niebuhr. Here he says the serenity prayer. He said, God grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change.
赐给我勇气去改变这些事物，我能改变的事物。
The courage to change things that I can.
求你赐给我智慧去分辨其中的分别。And
the wisdom to know the difference.
我们一起祷告。Let
us pray.
亲爱的主，我们谢谢你。
Our dear Heavenly Father, we want to thank you.
在2002年的终了，我们向你感谢。As
the year 2002 coming to an end,
你帮助我们走过这一年的困顿难处，我们都走过来了。You
have helped us amidst of difficulties and trials.
我们在主面前仰望。 求主施恩带领我们前面脚步。
We come before you, Lord, that you will help us and guide us.
谢谢主，听我们祷告。
Thank you for hearing our prayer.
把你无用的仆人交托在你手中。
Commit your servant in your hands.
主，叫我们讲的跟听的都从你的话语头得到造就。
As we speak and as we hear, that we can be edified by you.
靠耶稣基督的圣名祷告。
In Jesus Christ's name, we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
我的题目是新造的人。
My title is A New Creation.
这个题目，经节在五章的十七节说，如果有人在基督里，他就是新造人，旧事已过，都变成新的了。The
passage, the verse from 2 Corinthians 5:17, if anyone is a new creation, the old has gone, the new has come.
这一节经文不光是为那些刚受洗的，我们感谢主，过去这一年，我们大概有超过至少40位弟兄姐妹接受洗礼。 加入神的家，我们感谢主，但不光是为这些弟兄姐妹来说的。We
thank God in the past year there were over 40 brothers and sisters got baptized, but this passage is not just addressing to them; it addresses to every single Christian.
所以做信主耶稣基督，成为基督徒，不是一个老掉牙的东西。我们是天天可以经历这个主耶稣更新我们。As
a Christian, we can experience Christ. Grace in us every day.
所以我们愿意从这段经文里头，我们前面第一节到第四节我们没有读，但是一起来看这段经文第五章这经文来经历怎样来过这个作为一个新造的人。So
we'll be reading chapter 5 as an encouragement to help us to learn how to live as a Christian.
第一节到十节说，我们原知道我们这地上的帐篷若是拆毁了。 必得神所造，不是人所造，在天上永存的房屋。我们在这帐篷里叹息，声响，那从天上来的房屋，好像穿上衣服，倘若穿上，被遇见的时候就不至于赤身了。我们在这帐篷里叹息劳苦，并非愿意脱下这个，乃是愿意穿上那个，好叫这必死的被生命吞灭了。 为此，培植我们的就是神，他又赐我们圣灵做凭据，所以我们时常坦然无惧，并且晓得我们住在身内，并与主相连。因为我们行事为人是凭着信心，不是凭着眼见。我们坦然无惧，是更愿意离开身体，与主同住。所以无论住在身内，离开身外，我们力有志向，要得主的喜悦，因为我们众人。 必要在基督的台前显露出来，叫个人按着本身所行的，或善或恶受报。That's
chapter 5 verses 1 through 10.
新造人有三点，三方面，我们要一起来思想。We're
going to think about a new creation from three perspectives.
到底我们靠什么来生活？
By what do we live?
我们为什么？
Why do we live?
我们如何来生活?
And how do we live?
所以第一点，我们怎么样？哦，依靠什么来生活呢？ 依靠神的信实而活。
It's by faith that we live.
我们圣经这里直接说，保罗说，我们不是凭着眼睛眼见，乃是凭着信心。
Here Paul says that we live by faith, not by sight.
有三个现实是地上的帐篷，就是我们的身体，我们常常会经历的。As
we live in this world, there are three realities we always have to face.
我们常常会叹息，我们非常的劳苦，而且我们必然会拆毁，这个身体会拆毁。We
will groan, and we are always burdened, and our body will pass away.
在时间上来说，我们的焦虑是重叠的。
As time-wise, we always have anxiety.
富勒神学院有一个教授说，我们的焦虑是重叠的。为什么呢？因为现在是从过去延伸到这里了。
A Fuller professor once said that we have anxiety because it's always passing from before.
那么未来呢？对过去的这个非常的痛苦啊，未来呢是很焦虑不安，是因未来，而未来是从现在延伸到未来。
As we look back to all the sufferings that we have, then of course it extends to what how we are looking at it right now and how we'll foresee in the future.
所以我们的叹息，我们的焦虑是重叠的，因为从过去到现在，从现在到未来，交汇点就是现在。
So we groan, and all this is because it's an intersection from the past and the future. It's right now.
除了时间上重叠的焦虑以外, 我们这个人在地位上的焦虑也是重叠的。
Besides time-wise, right now that we also have an outside anxiety.
我们的叹息, 我们的劳苦也是重叠的。
We groan and we are broken.
为什么? 因为我们既有限, 可是又有自由的一个思想。
Because we are limited and yet we have our own thinking.
我们既熟这个自然这个旧造的, 可是我们要超越这个自然。
We are being created and yet we want to pass to surpass the creator.
所以我们面对两种选择, 我们要依靠什么? 依靠神呢, 还是依靠我们自己?
So we are faced with two choices. Do we rely on ourselves or do we rely on God?
所以保罗在这里说, 我们虽然在地上这个帐篷, 可是我们深想要得那从天上来的房屋。
So Paul here was saying, even though we dwell in the earthly tent, but we're looking forward to the reward that is from heaven.
就好像希伯来书的作者说, 我们在地上, 我们没有长存的城, 我们的城是在天上。
As the writer in Hebrews said, that on earth we don't have an enduring city, but we're looking forward to that one which is to come.
保罗在哥罗西书3章里提到说, 我们不要思念地上的事, 乃要思念上面的事。
Paul in Colossians said, set your mind on things above, not on things on earth.
若是我们只思想地上的事, 我们最终, 我们焦虑, 还是一直下去的。
If we only concentrate on earthly things, then we truly have, of course, anxious.
感谢主, 我们行事为人, 我们是凭着信心, 这个信心的对象就是神。
We thank God that as we do, as we live, that we live by sight because of God.
我们凭着信心, 我们不是凭着眼见。
We live by faith, not by sight.
因为所见的是暂时的, 所不见的是永恒的。
Because what we see is temporal, but what we see, we do not see is permanent.
这是告诉我们说, 我们新造人要超越世的价值的取向。
So as a new creation, we have to transcend the value system of man.
苏东坡有一次讲过一个故事。
There is a Chinese poet, Su Dongbo.
他提到说有两个逃犯了，他们在谈他们有钱以后要做什么。
One time there were two beggars and they were talking to each other. If they became rich, what would they do?
第一个他说我要有钱的话，我要有钱了以后，我一定就是什么，又吃，吃饱了我就睡，睡饱了我就吃。
So there is this one beggar. One of them said, if I became rich, what I'll do is I'm going to eat and sleep. And eat some more, and sleep some more, and keep going.
第二个人说，不不不不，跟你不一样。
But the second beggar said, no, I'm not, I don't agree with you.
我呢，我吃的还要再吃，吃的还要吃，我哪有时间睡觉？
I have no time to sleep, I'll keep on eating, and eating, and eating, and eating.
我想对讨饭的来说，吃饭跟睡觉是很大的事情。
To the beggars, eating and sleeping are very important things.
这是我们在世上，我们不光是为这些。 有一个更高的一个价值,
but we living on this world should not just worrying about food and sleep. We should have more things, more meaningful things to concentrate on.
如果你注意的看的话, 12月23号的这个 Business Week 这 cover stories 讲到 Tyco 的一个 CEO 他的故事。
If you read the article on Business Week about ex-Tyco CEO,
yeah, 他的名字叫做 Dennis Kozlowski.
Dennis Kozlowski.
他呢，因为最近因为有榨取一些的逃漏一些税，而且在公司里头明目张胆的偷窃了这公司的一些钱，那个钱的数目是整件是天文数字。He
was under criminal investigation of tax evasion and trying to allot funds, using the company's name.
这是被告，现在还在进行当中。
So he right now he's being investigated.
你知道他家里的那个浴室的shower那个 curtain值多少钱吗? 我告诉你，6000块美金。
Do you know the shower in his house cost $6,000? The shower curtain.
我想10块钱就可以了，他要6000块美金。
And I was thinking $10 is more than enough to buy a shower curtain.
哇，你知道他的志向是什么吗？
Do you know what it is?
他的志向就是要。 做了比这个GE的这个原来GE的这个公司老板呢，他有办法，他
His goal when he was younger was that he would want to build a company that is much bigger than General Electric.
Jack Welch 算什么?
Who is Jack Welch anyways?
Coca-Cola 这个 Warren Buffett 算什么?
Who is Warren Buffett anyways?
他有办法，这位先生，这位先生，他有办法让开口这公司的股票可以涨70倍。
Dennis Kozlowski was so scheming that he was able to have his stocks rise up 70 times when he first started the company.
问题在哪里?
But what was the problem?
这公司给他更多的钱，那么他就这个花了更加的，就是luxury，就这样花钱。
As the company was making more money, he was able to use that money to buy more luxurious items.
越更加的这个花费更多，他就偷更多的钱。
As he spent more, he stole more money.
这个控告他的检察官这里提到有一句话，我觉得这句话可以提醒我们。
The investigator said something that can be reminded to us.
这是美国的一个business整个就是出了问题的。
There's a problem now with the economy, the business in America.
在过去，如果出了这种CEO事情，它是他关他个人的事情。可是现在是整个system都出了问题的。In
the past, if a CEO committed crime, it is only his own problem. But now it's a whole system's problem.
因为整个是大家都 involved 在里头了。
Because everyone is involved.
这个律师，这个会计师。 执行长，还有整个的 board of directors 一起混一起搞。
The lawyer, the accountants, and the board of directors, they were all involved.
最后纸包不住火了，整个公司就这样的就出问题。
Finally, all the things blew up and it became a big problem.
然后 Enron, so Worldcom, the global crossing, 这都一样。
Other companies like Enron and Worldcom, they all have the same problem.
所以你会看。 今年的这个今年的所谓风云人物，三个里面有两个是公司里头的一个人工作了。
So as you know, the Times Magazine this last year, there were three whistleblowers, and two of them were from big companies.
第三个是在 FBI 的一个 agent.
The third one is an agent from FBI.
那个抬头里面说他们是吹哨子的人。
They are the whistleblowers.
弟兄姐妹。 我们如果价值取向是在地上的话，我们不要笑他们，不要笑这两个逃犯，也不要笑这个Mr. Dennis，Mr. Dennis。
If we are like them, if our value system is built on earthly values, then we shouldn't be laughing at the two beggars or Mr. Kozlowski.
所以保罗在这里说，我们可以坦然无惧的在世上可以过活，因为上帝陪着我们，圣灵将圣灵赏赐给我们，可以在世上可以过日子。So
here Paul was saying that we can become confident because the Spirit is here with us, helping us.
第二点，我们为何而活？
Secondly, why do we live?
其实这里头有分两部分，是为谁而活，还有为什么而活这两个事情。
Actually, here there are two things that we should keep in mind. Why do we live and what do we live for?
我们为谁来活呢?
Who do we live for?
我想在东方影响，就是儒教文化影响的，我们很容易就是我为了下一代而活，我下一代我希望他能够成龙成凤，比我现在更好，所以我为孩子来活。
For the Chinese, our values because of the culture, we live for our children. We want them to be outstanding.
好，我们为什么要活呢？我们的生活的目的在哪里呢？
Why do we live? What is our purpose in life?
这里头保罗说，我们是为主来活着的。
Here Paul was saying that we live for Christ.
如果有人说我癫狂，我是为主的。
Paul says here, if someone says I'm out of my mind, it is because of Christ.
如果是谨守，我是为你们。
And if we're in the right mind, it is for you.
说保罗癫狂，就是这段话。我说我癫狂，是别人说他的。
Here is really somebody's labeling him as being out of his mind.
所以以至于我们也看到，在使徒行传26章里头，保罗向腓斯都这个大人传道的时候，跟他分享的时候。
So here is Paul is referring to in Acts 26 when Paul was talking to Festus, and here Festus was saying that Paul was out of his mind.
保罗说其实非斯大人啊，我没有癫狂。
And Paul said, "No, Festus, I was not out of my mind."
但如果真癫狂的话，这里说我是为主的。
But if I'm truly insane, it is because I live for Christ.
我想我们当中，特别是我们信主了背景，我们知道，我可能特别是从台湾来的，会有这种那种这种的从家里的劝告，你信耶稣可以哦，你不要信太迷了，哎，记得不要受洗。
For people, for the Christians, especially those who came from Taiwan, you will know that after you became a Christian, your family members may say, it's okay to be a Christian, but don't go crazy about it.
如果你真受洗，记得礼拜天去教会就好。
And if you really want to get baptized, only remember, just go to church on Sundays.
如果你真要去的话，你要真要去的话，嘿，你不要什么服侍做这个，特别不要去参选了。If
you truly want to go to Sunday service, it's okay, but don't get involved, especially don't shovel the snow on Sunday.
弟兄姐妹，我们侍奉主，我们要有激情的。Yes,
when we truly serve God, we have to serve with passion.
但是我们不是狂热主义。
But we are not a fanatic.
保罗跟比拿等同不一样。
Paul is so different from Benaden.
我们固然别人看你是狂热的。
Maybe from others' point of view, you are a little crazy.
不同的地方是我们所献身的对象是不一样。
But what the difference is that we serve a different God, a different object.
如果有人今天说你为主癫狂了，这是感谢主的事。
If someone says that you are out of your mind for God, then we should thank God.
我在说，在陶然的时候，我们在神学院里头有提到说，哎，这个还没进去的时候，说你们呐，你们信耶稣就好，最好是不要奉献做传道人。
Before I went into seminary, there were people who would talk to me. It's okay to be a Christian, but don't commit yourself to be a full-time minister.
是，我听外弟兄下个月开始要收我们教会案例，准备做传道人，感谢主。
We thank God that our brother King Fai will be ordained as a minister next month.
我们感谢主，我们其实是 ordained 不 ordained 或者 install 不 install， 我们在主面前，我们就是传道人。But
regardless if the ordination or not, we before God we are ministers.
我们侍奉主一定要激情，但是不必狂热，这个是太过于狂热到不知道为什么来做这个。
We serve God. We want to serve Christ with passion, but with a purpose, knowing what we're doing.
保罗说，这个动力的来源是原来，原来是基督的爱就激励了我们。Paul
says the motivation is because of Jesus Christ.
这个激励也可以解释说支配我，或者催逼我，甚至另外一句话说，我没有其他 choice， 没有什么其他选择了。The
motivation here is that I have no choice but only to serve God.
这样一个爱的激励，难怪保罗。 这个传道的这个事工，他可以从一而终，没有改变的。And
it's because of this motivation that Paul is so committed in serving God.
所以刚刚他那个地方对非斯大人说，这个还有亚基帕王说，我没有违背天上来的意象。Paul
was telling King Agrippa and Festus that I have not worked against God who sent me.
我们所以能够为主而活，we
can
live for Christ. 主耶稣基督他为我们死又复活了。
We can live for Christ because He died on the cross for us.
14跟15节是一个解释。
It's an explanation in verse 14.
解释13节。
Explaining verse 13.
他说，原来基督的爱激励我，我们因为我们想一人代替众人死，众人就都死了，并且他替众人死，是叫那些活着的人不再为自己活，乃为替他们死而复活的主活。
Verse 14. For Christ's love compels us. Because we are convinced that one died for all, and therefore all died. And he died for all, that those who live should no longer live for themselves, but for him who died for them and was raised again.
感谢主，就是保罗的侍奉的那个基础是在这里，是主耶稣基督为他死而且复活。We
thank God that the foundation of Paul's serving is that Christ died for him.
所以这里提到有三个来。 讲到这件事情，可以有三个字来代表：一个是代替我们死，一个是代表我们死，第三个是更新我们。So
here we can think of three terms: is that Christ substitutes for us, that He the representation, and more, moreover, the renewal.
主耶稣代替我们死了，以至于我们的罪就被主耶稣上帝就不看为罪了。主耶稣代表我们死了，我们可以有份于他的死跟复活。Christ
died for us, so that now God is seeing us as no sin.
主耶稣在圣灵里头更新我们，可以说，所以在说，在基督里就被更新了，我们旧事过了，可以对过去可以告别，一切都变成新的了。So
Christ renews us. It's like the old has gone, the new has come.
为这个缘故，我们在问，那我们怎样来活着呢？
So how then should we live?
新造人怎么样为主来活呢？
How does a new creation live for God?
保罗在这里17节到21节这里就告诉我们答案。
Here the answer lies in verses 17 through verse 21.
保罗说，我们是做基督的使者，是大使。
That we are Christ's ambassadors.
在作为基督大使，我们要了解几方面。第一，这些我们传的信息，这背后的来源从哪里来呢？
Firstly, we have to understand that who takes the initiative and it's God Himself. So the source of reconciliation is God Himself. Job was his message was to present God's love to this group of people who do not know about God.
So 感谢主，在这个信息的内容在哪里呢？其实21节是可以说是福音的一个精短的一个说明。
So the content of the reconciliation lies in verse 21, which is you can say a short summary of the gospel.
在21节说，神使那无罪的替我们成为罪，好叫我们在那里面成为神的义。
Verse 21, God made him who had no sin to be sin for us, so that in him we might become the righteousness of God.
而且保罗可以告诉他们的读者说，在基督里你就被更新了。
Paul is telling them that in Christ you are renewed.
这样的一个信息是何等的有力的信息啊！
This is such a powerful message.
所以保罗在此说，这个上帝已经托付我们了，作为何老信息的一个使者，是我不做都不行的。
That God has entrusted for us to be His messenger, His ambassador.
So, 感谢主，我们是有这个托付感，新造人有这种感觉，是被神托付的。We
thank God that we are new creation and we are being entrusted by God.
托付的意思就是，我不是做我的事情，是做那托付者的那一位的事情，我呢也要向他交账。Being
entrusted means that to do the thing not for myself, but from the one who entrusted the task to me.
所以以至于他说，前面提到说，我们立了志向，要讨主的喜悦，就是向他交账，因为我们个人必要在基督台前显露出来，叫人按着本身所行的，或善或恶说话。
So here it says that here that we have make up our mind to serve him because he's the one who sent us.
做和平的使者，有信息，后面代表的那一位。 所以作为和平的使者，怎样来做呢？保罗在这里提到说：“我劝你们，我也求你们。”
be Christ's ambassador, we have a message to share, and that's why Paul says here that we are imploring and to you.
这样美好的和好的时分，保罗受托，那么他一生之久要做的事情，就是使人跟神能够和好。
As Christ's ambassadors, that we are to help man with God to reconcile.
其实上帝已经在基督里使世人跟他和好了。不过保罗，我们传道人，我们一起传这信息，不过把这个好消息来告诉他们罢了。As
Christ's ambassadors, we are to let other people know about this good message.
一切都出于神，以至于我们没有任何可以夸耀的功劳。All
this is from God, so there's nothing for us to boast about.
不过保罗有这样的急切的心，我劝你们，我求你们。But
Paul here says that he implores them.
感谢主，愿我们这些被主所得着的，我们这些新造人，有这个心中一股这个爱的火，催逼我们来作为和平的使者。So
we thank God that we being God's Christians, we being Christians, as God's ambassadors, have this passion to share the gospel.
新造人为何而活？我们为神而活。
A new creation lives for God.
我们新造人依靠什么活？在神所赐给我们的信心，凭着信心来活。
A new creation lives by faith.
信心的对象是那位永活的神。
And the object of our faith is that ever living God.
新造人，我们如何来活？我们传和好的信息，使世人跟神和好。
A new creation lives by being Christ's ambassador.
我很喜欢齐克果的他写的东西。
I like Kierkegaard, what he writes.
他曾经讲过一段话。He
once said wrote something.
他一生他有三个目标。
There are three purposes in his life.
我想拿这个作为我们的结束。
I want to use this as our conclusion.
第一，我盼望多了解我自己。Firstly,
I want to understand myself better.
我想前面这条，我们了解我们自己，我们了解或者是在世上过，是从天上来看地上。It's
from heavenly perspective looking on the earth.
第二，是来看上帝真要我做什么。Secondly,
is to really know what Christ, what God wants me to do.
第三，我去找一个理念，那个理念，为那理念，我可以为之生，为之死。Thirdly,
is to find the idea that I can live and die for.
其实这个理念就是神的信息。And
this idea is the message of God.
如果我们的孔夫子，我们的圣贤说，朝闻道，夕死可矣，我想我们也可以用这个来。
Confucius once said that if I hear the truth in the morning, I would be willing to die at night without regret.
我可以为之而生，可以为之而死，这就是新造人，我们在主面前的一个例子。It
is our determination and our goal that we live and die for the truth.
我们一起祷告。Let
us pray.
亲爱的主，我们谢谢你。
Our dear Heavenly Father, we thank you.
你在基督耶稣里头更新了我们。
That in Christ you have renewed us.
我们可以不断地经历主的更新。
That we can experience your renewal.
谢谢主，你培植我们，将圣灵赏赐给我们。
Thank you, God, for helping us through and giving us the Holy Spirit.
主啊，你圣灵将神的爱厚厚地浇灌在我们里头。
Oh Lord, you have sent us the Holy Spirit and blessed us so richly.
我们恳求主，让我们来年这一年充满从主来的信心。
We pray that for the coming year we'll be filled with faith.
为主而活，靠主而活。
To live for you and by you.
而且我们来传美好的福音。
And to share the good gospel.
主啊，我们信心不足的地方，我们恳求主帮助。
We pray that you will help us when we lack faith.
感谢祷告，靠主耶稣基督圣名。
We pray this in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
我们一起来唱。